In developing news, German radio is reporting that a man has stabbed passengers on a train in the country's south. Police say between 10 and 15 people have been injured in the incident near the city of Würzburg. Local media is saying that the suspect has been shot, but that is yet to be confirmed. Malcolm Turnbull and his reshuffled cabinet are this morning preparing to be sworn in at Government House. The Prime Minister will lead one of the largest cabinets in Australian history, with 23 ministers. Up to six people have been arrested during protests outside the ABC's Sydney headquarters, where Pauline Hanson appeared on the Q&A program. Police separated anti-Hanson demonstrators and her supporters to prevent clashes between the two groups. Police say they won't be laying charges over the protests. And Sydney police have charged three men with murder after an 18-year-old man died from multiple stab wounds. Police found the injured teenager after responding to reports of a brawl at Panania at around about 6 o'clock last night. He later died of his injuries at the Liverpool Hospital. Three men aged 17, 18 and 20 will appear in court today. And pressure's building on the International Olympic Committee to broaden its ban on Russian athletes after an explosive report into state-sponsored doping. The World Anti-Doping Agency has found the Russian Sports Ministry and spy agency hid positive drug tests between 2011 and 2015. Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed the report as political and a matter similar to the Cold War.